The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early Sunday morning. Today's topic, questions and answers. Keep your questions coming. Go to MahoneyGPS.com and place them there, and we'll answer them as best we can. But before we get to questions and answers like we do most weeks, we want to do a little market recap. And it's been a pretty choppy week, though underlying strength, considering all the swirling headlines about this hideous virus not going away, about Congress going away on vacation and not coming up with a deal, yet the Dow is still near 28,000. Quite surprising with everything that's going on. So it's been pretty choppy, but again, choppy to an upside kind of trend, so to speak. And we've seen underneath the hood, so to speak, underneath the surface, we've seen a rotation out of some technology a few times now and into some being down industries. Like, for instance, when we heard some news from Russia that they have some type of vaccination, otherwise known as Russian roulette. No, it's okay. You know, who knows? Again, wait for the FDA approval. We all know that. But again, there was some excitement that, you know, Russia came up with something, world markets rallying, as did the U.S. markets. And you saw a lot of money then flowing into some of these being down industries, like cruise lines and airlines and so forth. And that was coming out of technology, which has been a leader. And then a few days later, then we saw just the opposite. So, you know, the leadership clearly has been technology for the last couple of years. Every now and then, you see a sell-off, a short sell-off in technology goes into a broader group only for money to flow back again. That's what we kind of saw the last couple of weeks. Also, exciting investors this week, another stock split. We heard last week that Apple had a 4-for-1 stock split. Tesla, the electric car maker, did a 5-for-1 stock split. Again, by the way, when they do a stock split, we'll talk about that later in the questions and answers. But it does excite investors. If you think of the 1990s, if you invest in back then, Microsoft and Intel were very hot stocks back then. And typically, every couple of years, they would split your stock. So let's say 1990, you had 100 shares of Microsoft, and a couple of years later, they split the stock, then you had 200, and you had two-for-one split. And then a couple of years later, they split again. A couple of years later, split. So you could go from 100 shares to 800 shares very quickly, 100, 200, 400, 800, the way stocks split. And we'll talk a little bit later about stock splits and so forth. But again, that got the market going one day as well. And so here we are. We started the year at 28,300. We got to a high of about 29,300, somewhere around there, lifted in January, February, and then took a huge dive, actually a record-setting dive, all the way down to Dow Jones 18,000. In fact, historically, to go from a bull market, which we were setting records in January, February of this year, to actually, you know, being down 20%, which is considered a bear market, it usually takes 280 trading days to do that feat. Not a feat you want to do, by the way. We did that in 17 trading days. That's how violent and how vicious this market came down in March. So we basically, here's a trip of Dow Jones 2020. Starting the year at 28,300, 28,400 to 29,300, so up about 1,000 points. The cover of Barron's right around there said 30,000 knocking out the door, but that was it. And then next thing, the virus hit. All the way down to 18,000. You can do the math on that. That's a lot of Dow Jones points, 11,000 Dow Jones points, all the way to the low. And then on April 9th of this year, the Fed said they're going to do everything they can to kind of keep the economy going. We got a pretty good lift. And from there, it's been straight up, what they call a full V-shape, capital V, straight down, V-shape back up, recovery in the market. Yeah, the economy hasn't recovered like that yet, but maybe the market's snooping out what may happen down the road. So anyway, full V-shape, 28,000 and change, all the way down. And here we are knocking at the door, 28,000 once again. Pretty hard to believe, considering all the things that are happening and all the things that have happened this year. And yet, between now and the election, end of the year, there'll be a lot more volatility. So fasten your seatbelts. Okay, here we go. Questions and answer period. Again, if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find me every Sunday morning right here, WHUD 100.7, best station around. We know that. It's 6 a.m. And at 6:30 coming up, we're going to hear from the Casey Show, Health and Happiness Show coming up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to try to make you healthy, wealthy, wise. I'm going to call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. How do you like that? So today's topic, questions and answers. Let's get to the first questions. I'm worried about taxes and investing. I'm concerned about, I'm hearing about capital gains taxes. Should Biden win? I'm always worried about taxes in general. What can we do about that? So, you know, it's very interesting. There's this long debate about capital gains, where they should be. And remember, capital gains is, first of all, the money's been already taxed. Let's be fair here. Let's say you made $100,000, your family made $100,000, you've been taxed, and you decide to go into some type of stock or some type of investment, like a real estate, and then you make gains on it. Again, we want people to invest and circulate money around the economy. Now, again, the one side of it says, well, gee, you can't have it too low. That's not fair for people who don't have this type of money. But the other side says, wait a second. You've already been taxing this money. Why are you going to whack again 39% on money that I can make? Because I'm not going to invest if I have to make that, pay that much in taxes. So I think taxes and investing really do go hand in hand. And it's something you have to kind of, you know, really talk about with your advisor. Now, one thing I've seen over the years, if some people, let's say, buy a stock at 20 and it goes to 80, again, hypothetical, and they're like, well, I don't want to sell it because I have to pay taxes. I'm like, okay. And then sometimes the stocks do this, what they call a round trip. What's a round trip? You buy it at 20, it goes to 80. Don't take it. You know, don't take a profit because you're worried about taxes. And then go all the way back down to 20. That's a round trip. And they need to make any money. So, again, we've always talked here on the show about incremental buys, incremental sells. If you're lucky enough to buy a stock at 20, goes to 80, take some money off the table. They say bulls make money, bears make money, and pigs get slaughtered. Don't be a piggy wiggly, you know, take some money off the table. But I get that. I mean, people are concerned about that. Look, I always kid around people, and, you know, this idea about, you know, investing in stocks and then have to pay taxes and so forth. I say, I hope you go to your accountant next year, April, or hopefully it's April this year, go to your tax, and he looks across, or she looks across from you and says, hey, you owe $1 million in taxes. You're like, what? Because you made $2 million in gains. See what I'm saying? So, yeah, we do want to reduce our taxes whenever possible. But when it comes to investing, really, to me, again, I'm sure accountants would debate me all day long on this, but it really should be trying to managing your money and what's right for the investment and what you're doing with the investment, and secondarily look at taxes. So hopefully that helped you in your question, worry about taxes and investing and so forth. Again, we're going to hear a lot in this debate about what's the right level of capital gains. There should definitely be a capital gains rate, but again, I hope it's not too high to make people say, you know what, I don't want to invest and take risk and then make money and give half of it back to taxes. That doesn't seem to be too fair, and I would agree with that sentiment. We'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes that you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning, bright and early. I smell the coffee, got the tea going, got the toast going, and he didn't invite me. Anyway, you just heard from our friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, kind of semi-autobiography. My father unfortunately passed away some years ago, but now, you know, he worked at Local 38, a tin knocker, as they call it, sheet metal worker up in Brewster, New York, was the headquarters. And they had a pension, they had an annuity, they had health care, they had dental, vision, you name it, they had everything. And like I said in the book, it's not your father's retirement. You know, things are changed. You have to kind of create your own pension through 401k plans, 403b plans. You kind of have to create your own plans and so forth. So that book is available for free today. It sells on Amazon for $17.99, but the first 20 callers will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. 101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here. If some Sunday mornings we're talking about investing, sometimes retirement planning, sometimes about taxes. We just had a question about taxes. It's all right there in that book for you for free. 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. I know you can do it. The early bird gets the worm. The first 20 callers will get that book for free. You can do it. 845-371-0101. Of course, we'll be with you right here every Sunday morning throughout the crisis. For more information about Mahoney Asset Management, go to MahoneyGPS.com. There we have all the archive shows, in case you missed it, archive segments I've had on national TV shows, as well as articles I've written for the week. A lot of content right there, a lot of free content, resources at MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out. Today's topic, questions and answers. And right there, MahoneyGPS.com. There's a mailbag feature. Put in your question and we can answer it right here. So right before the break, we spoke about stocks and investing and taxes and stuff like that. And we kind of said, you know, try to manage your money mostly to try to make gains. And we'll deal with the taxes later. And again, I know accountants probably don't like that thought, but that's really what you have to do here. The goal is to make money and ring that register. Ka-ching! Okay. Next question. Long-term care. I know it's so very expensive. Do I need it? Again, I don't know your situation, so I can't say yay or nay. I am licensed long-term health care, but I give this off to the professionals that do this day in, day out. But I do know this. You know, I'm planning for people, especially the GPS, and that's kind of what we do, navigate, kind of look at your destination and so forth. You know, when you're younger, you know, the biggest threat you have is, God forbid, passing away. You may have 2.2 kids, nice white picket fence, big mortgage, all those awful, you know, liabilities and stuff. Yeah, so when you're younger, by all means, you need as much life insurance as possible to, God forbid, anything happens to you, to be able to pay off the mortgage, to be able to put money away for the kids' college. I mean, you need a lot of life insurance. And then as you get older and say, okay, the kids are grown, now they're married, they have their own things. I'm not telling you have to get rid of your life insurance, but then it transitions over. The biggest risk you may have is long-term health issue. And that could eradicate a lot of family savings. And I've seen that. I have some clients right now, unfortunately, where their spouse is very sick. I just came across one a couple weeks ago, a really nice client, had a bad fall, and I feel awful, awful, but he's probably heading towards a nursing home, be about $12,000 a month. I'm not here to scare you about that, but again, it could be eventuality. So here's a family that's planned for years and years of retirement. Actually, they had a great retirement up until this situation. Very, very sad. But at this point now, a lot of financial resources are going to go towards his care and needs to go there. And then long-term care would cover that. So again, we don't know exactly how it's all going to happen. Now, I know it's very, very expensive, but it's something to at least take a look at. And you can say yay or nay once you take a look at it. But don't put your head in the sand on this one, guys, because God forbid, if you really, you know, love your family and so forth. So again, what this can happen is you could see this money just going down, going down, going down. The money that was supposed to be left for the kids is no longer there. And so it's part of legacy planning. So again, obviously life insurance is legacy planning, but probably not so obvious as long-term care. Now, if you decide not to do long-term care, insurance because maybe you have a health issue, maybe you think it's too expensive, you definitely need to get some legal opinions. There's elder law care attorneys that are out there. We refer many of them that have worked with our clients, and they can help you put your house in a trust or, you know, God forbid anything happens to you. It's a five-year look back. I want to get so technical. So there's things you can do, but certainly if you're not going to do the insurance route to protect a loved one and maybe, again, you have some health issues and can't get long-term care, I get that. Then you should definitely consider some legal things you can do by putting things in trust or making transfers or making gifts to help mitigate that problem. So again, these are the things that come up, unfortunately, but that question, again, I'm glad that came up because it happens to coincide with one of our clients' struggle with that. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find us here every Sunday morning right here at 6 a.m. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every single morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, not Saturday, when the markets are open, around 8:25, right after the traffic report on the famous Mike and Casey Show, and around 5:15 on the Andy Bell Show. Well, we got you covered there too. Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll tell you the national business news, the indexes, the Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, the Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index we created for you as well. So Monday through Friday, we got you covered 8:25 in the morning, around 5:15 on the way home. Saturday, take a break, and we're with you every Sunday morning, especially here throughout the crisis, trying to give you some best things. So today's topic, questions and answers. Apple stock split 4-for-1. Should I buy it? first off, I can't give any recommendations, but again, you do know our thoughts in general that we do love technology, and technology has worked very well for our clients. All this is well documented on newsletters I wrote 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. All these things are time stamped, so it's not like, you know, some people in our business revise things and say, oh, I said that. No, for a long time we've been saying technology is a leader, but we can't tell you exactly how to invest your money here on the radio. So Apple did a 4-for-1 stock split. We need to go over this a little bit because for most people, they don't understand how it works. But let's say you had 100 shares at $400 a share. They split it, and now you're going to have 400 shares. But remember, the price is going to be reduced down to $100 a share. So it's really like the same thing that you had, you know, as far as value. However, when you get down to a lower price, maybe more people will be, maybe there'll be more demand for the stock because it's cheaper than $400-something a share. I mean, look at Amazon. Amazon is over $3,300 a share. They're probably not going to split the stock. And so if you want to buy a share, that's $3,300. You want to buy 10 shares, that's $33,000. You want to buy 100 shares and do the math on that. So you realize that maybe some of these stocks should split and give investors an easier way to access these stocks. We'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes that you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement. At 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning, as we're here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m., really early. Now, you just heard from my friend Mike Bennett, offer my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. That book is for free, F-R-E-E. Yes, let's do a little cheerleading around that early in the morning. So the first 20 calls will get that book for free, 845-371-0101. Now, this book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird, that's you, gets the worm, 845-371-0101. And I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. It's kind of follow along the different chapters. We go through a lot of detail, Not Your Father's Retirement. Somewhat a semi-autobiography here with my dad working for a union and all the different things that he had and things that we need to create if we don't have these pensions and so forth. So 845-371-0101. That's an easy number to remember, right? 845. Okay, get your pen. 845-371-0101. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. So from 6 a.m., we're going to make it kind of the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And, of course, I give the index report, the Hudson Valley Index Report, every morning around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And then at 5:15 on the way home, we got you covered there on Andy Bell's show, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news, the national indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, and then switch over to local Hudson Valley business news and the Hudson Valley Index and how it's compared to the national index and so forth. Lately, we've had a lot of excitement around Regeneron. Again, we don't recommend this company. We just talk about it. It's in Tarrytown, New York, in the Hudson Valley. They came up with the Ebola solution, and they're working fast and furious for some type of vaccination for this hideous COVID-19. Again, this is not a recommendation to buy the stock or sell stock, but we've been following it very closely with everything that's happening because it is a national story, international story, and right here in our backyard, they're fast and furious working on vaccination. Continue to pray for the doctors and nurses and all the hard work they do, but also pray for the scientists that could break through this thing, come up with some type of panacea for this. Well, right before the break, we spoke about Apple doing a 4-for-1 stock split. This week, we heard from Tesla doing a 5-for-1 stock split. So there's no real material change, as I mentioned right before that. So let's say Apple's $400 a share. It's actually more, I think it's $430 something, $440 actually. But let's keep it simple, Matt. Let's say $400 a share, and you own 100 shares. When they split the stock on August 24th, you look, you have 400 shares. All those babies grew. Yeah, 100 shares, now 400 shares. But they dropped the price to reflect the same. However, it's nice to own shares. 100. Again, by the way, if you remember, I think it was probably, I would say about 10 or 11 years ago now, Apple got up to $700 a share, and they did a 7-for-1 stock split. So if you started back then, you had 100 shares, then your journey takes you to 700 shares, and now you have another split for 4-for-1. You have 20. Look at the math of this. So it kind of grows like those little bunnies that keep growing. Good stuff. I like it. Very few companies, though, want to use a stock split. Let me tell you the most expensive stock there is. Let's say think about it. What's the most? Berkshire Hathaway, okay, owned by Warren Buffett. It's over $300,000 a share. So if you want to buy 3 shares of Berkshire Hathaway, the A, but the B version, by the way, A shares, 3 shares will cost you $1 million. Okay, but at the end of the day, here's my point on this, though. It still goes by percentage. I said before the break about Amazon trading at $3,300 a share. And I'm not suggesting Apple, when it goes to $100 a share, is going to do better than Amazon or Berkshire Hathaway. It's nothing like that at all. But it is nice to accumulate shares through dividend reinvestment, through stock splits. It seems to be old school. A lot of companies are not really doing this stock splitting. But let's say you had a choice of, let's say, $3,300 to invest in a penny stock where you can get 3,300 shares at a dollar, or 1 share at Amazon for $3,300. And let's say in the course of the year, Amazon went up 50%. And again, you know the math already. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter what the share price was. It went up 50%, you made 50%. And that same example, you bought $3,300 of a dollar stock, then went down to 20 cents, you lost 80%. So let's not get caught up too much in the share price. Again, while I like the idea of stock splits, especially if you're reinvesting and it's long term and all that great, good stuff, just be mindful, though, if the share price is very high, don't get turned off by it, because it still goes by percent gain or percent loss, for that matter. And the other idea is that I have people all the time call. I had a client the other day call me about a 2-cent stock. I didn't even look it up. I don't know what it was. Just please stay. Anything pretty much under $5 a share is considered a penny stock. So a 2-cent share, my gosh. Because, you know, at the end of the day, that 2 cents, let's say he buys it, and it goes down to a penny, guess what? You still lost half your value. So don't get caught up in, I could buy 10,000 shares of this dollar stock, and you realize the stock and it's on the way to zero. So be careful about that. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Join us every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here. Today's topic, questions and answers. Next question we have is about airlines. Is it time to buy airlines? They look cheap. Again, I can't give recommendations here. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Compliance, 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 all that stuff. But I could tell you that, you know, we used to have 2 million domestic travelers, this is according to the TSA, before the pandemic. 2 million people per day kind of traveling, zipping around the U.S. That went as low to about 200,000 at its worst level. I mean, down to 10% of what we had. Then we started getting up to around 500,000 share, 500,000, same about stocks all the time, 500,000 passengers, thank you, passengers that were going along and on a daily basis. And this past weekend, one of the days had over 800,000 U.S. travelers, and according to the TSA. So that's awesome. I mean, it's going in the right direction. There's nothing to complain about that. I don't want to jump on a plane just yet, but that's just me. But it's great to see the traveling that's happening. But here we are. Remember, that's 2 million was where we were before. The CEO of Boeing, who has a pretty good pulse of what's happening with, I'm sure, airlines and service and so forth, says for us to get back to 2019 levels of travel may take 3 to 5 years. So I'm not sure why we're so anxious to buy a stock or an area where we know there's not going to be any growth or very little growth. And also these companies have a lot of debt. So in general, I never liked airlines, but I have to be careful because I can't give specific recommendations because I don't know your situation, compliance, compliance, compliance. But there has to be other opportunities out there. There has to be companies that are growing at 20, 30, 40% a year that you may want to hop on, as opposed to deal with something that's going to have a lot of headwinds, yes, pun intended, with airlines, but have a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of headwinds dealing with this virus. And by the way, that spike of up to 800,000 travelers, according to TSA, then drifted down lower again to about 6-something. So we watch, again, I'd like to watch that number because I'd love to see that we're all past this pandemic and back to normal way of life and traveling and doing all the things that we used to do before all this. So I do watch that. But to correlate that with airlines, airlines to me just have a lot of debt, still a lot of problems. There'll probably be some consolidation after all this. Well, again, the time is going so fast again this Sunday. I hope you enjoy the program. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to a GPS for your finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.